Welcome back to Come As You Are Podcasts. Today, we will be listening to part two of my conversation with Sally Smith about what the Bible says about being unevenly yoked. Just for a quick recap, in part one, Sally went over what she has witnessed in her own life with friends and family members not abiding by the Bible and the effects being unevenly yoked has had on their lives. Feel free to go back and check out that podcast. Now let's get into part two.
I've seen it in people close to me, in family and friends, and it always ends up bad in the marriage relationship. Now there can be opportunity for people to come to the Lord. There's that scripture that says the wife will lead the unbelieving husband. And I think that's in Corinthians also. What I've experienced, what I've seen is a disjoint, a disconnect there that you can't share what you're experiencing in your Christian life with that person. They don't get it. They don't want to get it. And it causes a lot of heartache and sometimes ends up in divorce. I think sometimes it's a lack of discernment on the person's part. Like I said, they think they're looking at a few aspects of that person. They're not looking at the whole picture of the person. And I think the spiritual component is huge. For my daughters, I would never want them to marry an unbeliever. And my one daughter, quite honestly, is in a relationship that she knows how I feel about it. It is with an unbeliever. And it's a lack of discernment, basically. She attends church and she has a faith, and some people like to pick and choose what they want to believe in scripture, what they want to abide by, how they want to live their life. All I can do is pray that her eyes would be open and see that that's not really the best kind of relationship that God would want her to have. You just try to seek the truth in love is what I want to say, I guess.
Everything that Sally said was beautifully worded. Highlights from the conversation that I wanted to mention are that Christians have a responsibility, which is to be witnesses to those who are not Bible-believing Christians. We can't win souls into God's kingdom if we are unevenly yoked in friendships and marriage. Also, how can we enhance the kingdom if we are traveling in Christian circles all the time? We need to be representations of Christ and show people what it means to live as Christians so that they too can turn to Jesus and be promised eternal life with the Father. We should be using our discernment, and if we feel like we are not strong in this area, we can pray to receive it from God and the Holy Spirit. Sally made another excellent point, which is that those who choose to be unevenly yoked are looking at a few aspects of a person, not the whole picture. What stood out to me when she said this is that we can't pick and choose certain parts of the Bible that we want to follow when we should really be obeying God and honoring all of His Word. We must reflect on how we are honoring God with not only the social circles we have, but also the relationships we are in. We need to ask ourselves, are we compromising our faith by following the beliefs of the world, friends, and even family who do not want to follow Jesus? How can we walk in God's light and set the example as followers of Christ to magnify His kingdom? We should be praying for discernment and wisdom in those areas so that we can make God proud, make it into heaven, and lead by example. Also, pray for each other. Prayer is powerful, and God will hear the cries of His children. I do believe that prayer can save many souls, so never lose hope and pray without ceasing for friends, family, strangers, and anyone who can be saved. Thank you for listening, and stay blessed.